This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Captain Marvel movie did great on its opening weekend here in the U.S. and already has $455 million in ticket sales worldwide. It's the first Marvel Comics movie from Disney featuring a woman as lead superhero. Marketplace's Andy Uhler dug into an interesting story of how Disney had a plan in place to deal with online trolls who seemed intent on denting the movie's success.
17-year-old Wynn Philpott of Austin, Texas, is a fan of Marvel Comics. She and her mom and her sister have been looking forward to Captain Marvel for months. Feels important.
You always see, like, that one typical, like, guy character just being the superhero or, like, being a cowboy or, like, being an astronaut. And, like, you don't see people like yourself being represented in those situations.
Which is exactly what Kelly Sue DeConnick wanted to change. As a comic book writer, DeConnick reimagined the Captain Marvel character and inspired this film.
There is nothing inherently masculine about heroism. There is nothing inherently masculine about sacrifice, nor about superheroes, nor about power fantasies.
DeConnick is hoping the film taps into the same spirit that propelled Wonder Woman in 2017. Brett Lang is executive editor of film and media at Variety.
You had a lot of women who were taking their daughters, who were seeing this as in almost kind of feminist terms. And that ability to tap into the zeitgeist really helped that film become one of the biggest hits the year that it came out.
And grossed more than $800 million worldwide. But just like Wonder Woman, the creators of Captain Marvel had to put up with online trolls. Even before the movie was released, Twitter and YouTube were filled with people saying Brie Larson was too political. Not strong enough to play a superhero. Needed to smile more. Lang says Captain Marvel has already had to stare down a lot of hate.
But, you know, Black Panther had to deal with that as well, and it didn't hurt its box office.
Black Panther grossed more than $1 billion. Disney marketers have been working overtime to make sure trolls don't hurt Captain Marvel's numbers, and comic book writer DeConnick says she'll be watching the numbers closely.
I unapologetically want this movie to do well financially because that will tell the world, we can do this. We can have more women protagonists. We can have more women leading action films.
And more women behind the scenes. Captain Marvel co-director Anna Boden is the first woman in that role on a Marvel movie. And composer Pinar Toprak is the first to score the music for a Marvel film. I'm Andy Uhler for Marketplace.